My name is Ray Allen, and today, in this short video, I'll tell you a life-changing story about how I figured out how to easily generate insane amounts of energy for your home over the past 3 years. I'm talking about a simple device that can be used by any family around the world and can even change the course of the entire energy industry. Over the past year, over 17,000 people have also already successfully used the very same technique to get over tragic milestones such as hurricanes, snowstorms, or floods. Based on technology we use on a daily basis, not only can it generate enough power to last through the long, harsh winters when temperatures outside go below zero, but it can ameliorate your power bill all year long. Now, I'm sure you're already intrigued and you want to know all about how this system works. Honestly, it's like nothing you've ever seen. And in a few minutes from now, you'll be outraged you ever paid a single cent to Big Electric. So you absolutely need to watch this short presentation today while it's still up. I don't know how much longer I'll have this free presentation online, so watch this right now while you still can. Before we continue, let me tell you who I am and how it all started. As I mentioned before, my name is Ray Allen. I'm a 45-year-old geography teacher in Memphis, Tennessee. Folks who live here know that high energy bills are somewhat of an issue, and we have been fighting them for years. And we've never liked paying through our noses for simple things that everybody should afford, like using the electric appliances without restriction. However, we simply settled thinking, that's the economy, or maybe it'll be better next year. Month after month, struggling not to fall behind on our bills. And that until the winter of 2015, December 29th. It was a Tuesday. The absolute worst day of my life. The news had warned the population about the rising of the freezing waters of Mississippi, but we never had problems. We were miles from the river, and we were safe. But this time it was different. Around 7 p.m., news warned everybody in the area that the river had risen like it never had before. After a few minutes, all the lights went off, and I immediately thought, simple blackout. I went to check on my wife and my two daughters, and they were fine for the moment. The Mississippi River had broken out of its bed and flooded the surroundings. It ripped down hundreds of power lines around our area, and we had suddenly found ourselves without power. My wife and I had discussed about driving to my parents in Lexington, Kentucky, but we were looking at a six-hour drive in the night. We decided to wait for the power to come back. That was a big mistake. The house was getting cold, and it was getting cold fast. Night came, still no power. I tried calling the electric company on my cell phone to find out when power would be restored, but all I got was a pre-recorded message saying that they were aware of the problem and that it would be between 48 and 72 hours before the power would be back online. And quickly, temperature in our house reached around 40 degrees. Around midnight, I went to check on my family, and what I saw made me freeze in my tracks. My wife and daughters were lying on the bed, embracing each other, and they were shivering in cold, muffled in thick blankets. And you can't imagine how I felt not being able to protect my family. I rushed, and I wrapped my arms around them as I could in a futile attempt to give them what little body heat I had. And then my 5-year-old Lisa, in a shivering voice, she told me, "Daddy, I'm cold and I'm hungry and I wish I had some warm soup." And I immediately burst into tears because it was the most devastating moment of my life. And I felt like my world collapsed. I felt powerless because there was nothing I could do to protect the ones that I care for. And I simply felt furious. I was outraged because of the fact that I knew that I was the only one to blame for getting them into this situation, and worse, for getting my family in this dangerous situation. I was furious that I was completely dependent on the electric company to power my home, and I was furious about the fact that for so many years I let it slide and thought, yeah, maybe it'll be better next year, while those money-sucking electricity mobsters bled me and my family dry. And it was at that moment I realized I was at the end of my rope. I swore to myself I'd never put my wife or my two daughters in a similar situation ever again. We left for my parents the very next day, and we came back after some time. I immediately began researching every single energy alternative I could find. I made it my sole purpose because leaving my family's well-being in the hands of electric companies clearly was not going to be an option for us anymore. Not only did the power lines always seem to go down in unexpected moments, but their prices have been smothering me for more than a decade. I imagine the CEO is going to the bank and cashing my hard-earned money, maybe even laughing while doing it. So I immediately began to look at the problem from every angle to break the chains Big Electric had around my family. There had to be something. And frustrated, I created a new list of what I felt my new source of energy should be. Cheap and easy to obtain or build. Easy to move. If I needed a bug out of town, it needed to be something I can easily carry with me. Can use a constant source of power to create energy. If there was no sun, no gas, or wind, it should still work fine without any interruption. So I considered buying a heavy-duty generator. Certainly a reliable source of power, so I looked pretty much into this option. However, when I started to consider the cost, I realized I was looking at a minimum $1,000 investment to get a really high-quality generator, and that's not to mention the fuel usage. But with the fluctuating gas prices, try powering your home full-time with a generator. You'd need about 90 gallons of gas per month, and it cost around $250 or more to do it. Plus, it's not like I want to have a 90-gallon bomb around my family and my house. So this option was off the list. Next, I did consider using solar energy. I've heard solar industry really as an industry boomed over the last years, and solar panels can really be effective. But maybe you've heard here in Memphis, Tennessee, it can be overcast for a month straight during the winter. And being dependent on solar panels becomes inadmissible. Not to mention that installing professional panels would have cost me an easily $11,000. And I certainly didn't have that kind of money to invest. The idea to buy a DIY solar kit crossed my mind, but when I saw those costs, I also changed my mind. Plus, I did some research on the subject, and I found out that such kits rarely produce even 20% of the energy they advertise. So I had only one option. If I wanted to make sure my family never goes through such an experience again, I had to create my own solution. It had to be something cheap and fast and easy to build because I definitely didn't have any technical skills to build any kind of complicated devices. And being a teacher, it doesn't really offer those kind of skills. So I started looking in every other solution that could bring me the security that my family needed. Many sleepless nights passed and I was getting tired of surfing the internet for what should have been a simple solution. Yet one day, Kate, my wife, reminded me about my late Uncle Jack and his research in the energy field. Unfortunately, Uncle Jack passed away in 2004, but he worked for an electric car company as quite the pioneer in this field. His life goal was to save the planet and offer our children a better life. As a professional researcher in this domain, he had the resources he needed to do it, and setting his goal to help humankind, as he said, he dedicated his life to discovering new technology, and he did a thorough research. I remembered him telling me how electric eels can be used to produce huge amounts of energy. And maybe that sounds a bit strange, but there are some fish farms that are completely energy independent. However, that wasn't the solution for electric cars, and clearly it wasn't for me either. The investment was too big, and I certainly wasn't going to take care of who knows how many eels all year round. Not to mention the danger I was putting my family in. So while this option was off the table, I knew there had to be a solution out there. And that's when I remembered about the incredible technology that he pioneered. He told me about an amazing principle he discovered that is still being used in today's electric cars. Everybody, including the top engineers at the company, was shocked to see how easy the principle was. That very moment, I realized the answer I was looking for was right in front of my eyes. You're probably thinking that there's no way such a simple thing like the regeneration process could hold the key to energy independence. But the initial tests had been pretty promising. Let me explain the working principle as I later discovered it. As you probably already know, in nature, there is the regeneration process that translates into recovering used energy to recharge the whole system and use its full potential. That's the real secret. What you may not realize, however, is just how much energy such a principle can produce. The true secret of this energy is that it is so simple to obtain. And the fundamentals are so easy, yet few know this secret, and it's rarely used. But if properly applied, it can produce insane amounts of energy. This energy is used to recharge the system when it is not being used at its full potential. So basically, it charges itself while providing power for whatever you need. That was the solution for my problem. Without wasting a second, I took some time off and I told my wife and daughters I was going to visit their aunt. I kissed them goodbye and I swore to myself I would not come back without the solution. I then went to Norman, Oklahoma and talked with Amy, my late uncle's wife. She let me in my uncle's old study, and after many hours of going through dozens of projects, I found what I was looking for. I skimmed them over and I realized that they held the key to take total control energy-wise. But what I didn't know exactly was how to capture this unique energy and how to build the device to meet my needs. I struggled to understand the plans for about a week when Amy suggested calling Jason Newman, my uncle's best friend who had worked with him. She told me that he was one of the best engineers at the lab. I called and told him my story and asked if he could help me decipher the plans that my uncle left. Being an enthusiast in this field, he absolutely agreed. However, I insisted to set some basic rules. The device had to be incredibly cheap to build. I was already over my budget with the research, the trip, and everything else. It had to be very easy to build so that I could explain it to my wife and kids to build it if, God forbid, something were to happen to me. So we started working on the project together. As a guy who studied energy sources with my uncle, Jason had a pretty good idea of the science behind how to get the most energy with this principle, and the plans clearly showed that. The first models we made were either too expensive or too complicated for me to build. We actually had some heated arguments, mainly because of me being stubborn, because I needed the device to be cheap and simple. In the end, after several attempts, we finally came up with a prototype that seemed to be what we were looking for. The design was brilliant. We only used 3 wooden wheels, a hard cylinder, some belts, and 2 cogwheels. Combined, these materials cost us $106 at Home Depot. However, I'm sure we could have found the parts at a junkyard for free if we weren't in a rush. But the most important part is that it was incredibly safe. No fire, no dangerous fumes released, so we had zero worry about creating a dangerous explosive reaction. You simply had to place the components in the correct position. And because of the ingenious way the device was designed, it generated an extraordinary amount of energy, which was then captured and converted into usable electricity, at the same time powering itself without wasting any energy. Even more, the system was actually incredibly easy to hook up to any device, even if you're terrible at building stuff and have trouble plugging in a DVD player to your television. So after building the device, the next step was to test it out to see if it really worked as well as we thought it would. We connected some batteries for a few seconds to start the device, and we just couldn't believe our eyes. The system reached the optimum rotations, and because of the brilliant design my uncle had come up with, all of that energy was immediately captured, providing a steady, robust supply of electricity turning on the light. At the same time, the generator was self-supplying itself without the help of any external power. We hooked it up to a bunch of appliances and Amy had the rooms lit up to see if it holds. And not only were all the lights on, but she was running the refrigerator and the television no problem whatsoever. And in truth, I almost couldn't believe how simple all of this was. Missing my family, I rushed home with the plans. I started building the device following the steps and using most of the stuff lying around in my yard. After several hours, I built the device and tested it. It ran perfectly. For the rest of January, We use the generator and consume the same amount of electricity that we always did before. But rather than pay $190 for our energy bill like we did in the past, we were running on belts and wooden wheels. That means zero costs. All it had taken me was several hours of my time and about $106 in initial costs. And my family was safe. I love the fact that I was teaching my daughter such a great lesson about not being dependent on the government or any corporations. And I felt so relieved to know that they would always grow up in a warm, safe, and comfortable home. Now, that was about 2.5 years ago. And since then, my family and I saved more than I ever thought I would. And the generator holds true both in the coldest winter months, when the temperature can get down into the negative teens, as well as in the hottest, muggiest days of summer when the thermometer soars past 100. Plus, using the same principle to make a few of Jason's witty tweaks, I managed to juice more power out of the generator. Enough to never worry about being energy dependent again. Well, before long, my friends and family members were begging to know my secret. And when I showed them the simple generator Jason and I created, a lot of them had a hard time believing something so small could be creating so much energy. But after I'd given them the simple building instructions, and they'd followed them, and created their own power plant in several hours, they became believers fast. Because when the person who used this amazing invention was hooking it up to electrical appliances, the results were the same. An abundance of clean, easy energy that they could use to power anything. Using electricity without second thinking, blasting the AC during the summer, running their televisions, their kitchen lights, their garage doors, their most heavy-duty appliances. Soon, my friends were telling their friends about my little miniature power plant, until finally, the number of phone calls and emails from people asking me to share the blueprints for my home power plant became too overwhelming. Kate put her foot down and told me that I had to find a better way to share this one-of-a-kind energy system with the world. So I went to work, rewriting out the blueprints, the materials list to show construction process in simple steps, and then quick power system was created.